Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello, and welcome to episode 564. Today we're going to look at verse 64 of the Parents' Tao Te Ching. This one is called The Only Step Necessary. And I'll give you an advance warning. I love this verse. Or a heads up. I love this verse. I know I say it all the time, but this one's really good. You do not have to make your children into wonderful people. You only have to remind them that they are wonderful people. If you do this consistently from the day they are born, they will believe it easily. You cannot force your will upon other human beings. You cannot hurry children along the road to maturity. And the only step necessary on their long journey of life is the next small one. I designed and printed a bumper sticker when my son was a teenager. It said, "My child is an ordinary student and a wonderful person." My son loved it. Both of my children are, always have been, and always will be, wonderful people. The same is true of your children, no matter what. When I read this verse, I just want to breathe a huge sigh of relief. I feel like it takes so much pressure off of us as parents. I think a lot of times there's pressure on us and encouragement from the outside world to focus on our kids' achievements. Did they get the best grade in the class? Are they on the elite soccer team? Do we need to sign them up for private lessons, tutoring? Do they have to learn 3 languages before they turn 7? All of this pressure to create these superhumans. And really, if we just step back and look at them, they're great. They're wonderful just as they are. Our job as parents is to help them become who it is they came here to be, who it is they're meant to be. We can't want our child to be an engineer if they're destined to be an artist. If they came here in this life to be an artist, we can't force our child to be a professional baseball player or try to push them to be a professional baseball player if they came to this life to be an accountant. Not that those two things are mutually exclusive, of course. I'm just saying, we can't decide what our children are supposed to be and then try and force them and feel pressure to force them to be this vision that we have for them. No. We have to help them to figure out who they're supposed to be. Who did they come here to be? Help them to find their strengths and what excites them and what motivates them. And that's our job as parents. And then our second job as parents is to see them for the wonderful beings that they are. My daughter and I had a very interesting conversation yesterday about the word brilliant. And it kind of transitioned to a discussion about the word intelligent. And she sometimes says, "I'm not that smart." And I basically jump on her every time she says that. And I try not to be, you know, too emotional or dramatic about it, but I try to call her out on that whenever she says it. I see my daughter as a very smart young lady. I see all of my kids as smart individuals. But we got into a very fine discussion about what does being intelligent mean? And she slips into believing that intelligence is about mathematical ability. And I try to explain to her that no, there are so many different forms of intelligence. You could be really gifted at music or writing or woodworking or singing or acting or science, or you could be a great speaker. You could be very good at understanding and learning about history. You could be a good computer programmer. I mean, the list of things that a person could be skilled and gifted at are endless. And to think that being smart or intelligent or brilliant is only limited to whether or not you can easily learn math and do math problems quickly is such a limited view of it. And we even discussed how the word intelligent is really so diluted that it's been hijacked to kind of mean, at least as far as I can tell, mathematical ability. But it really is so diluted and skewed that it doesn't really have any meaning, at least in my mind. What does being intelligent mean? There are so many ways to be intelligent that it's such a vague word, it doesn't mean anything. And she said, kind of like the word dumb. I can't think of anyone who I would say is dumb. And I said, yeah, the reason you can't think of anyone you would consider dumb is because the word intelligent doesn't really have any value. It doesn't tell you anything about a person. Neither does dumb. Are you dumb if you can't compute math problems quickly? I can't compute math problems quickly at all. I mean, I am. Whew, I'm rusty at math, and I was never all that good at it to begin with. But I'm not dumb, and I know that, and she knows that. So what does dumb mean? Does it mean if you can't read, if you have dyslexia? Absolutely not. It means that reading is not a strength for you. It doesn't mean that you're dumb. So dumb doesn't mean anything. Intelligent doesn't mean anything. It would be much better if we focused on what our strengths and weaknesses are. And this whole conversation kind of goes well with this verse, right? And so I said to my daughter, it's very important for each of us to learn and identify what our strengths are and what our weaknesses are. And there's a few ways to approach once we know what they are. We can take the strengths that we know we have, and we can double down on them, and we can put all our chips on those strengths and use them to the max. Or we can also look at our weaknesses and say, well, that's a weakness for me. And so we just don't put too much time and effort to it and really focus on our strengths. Or we can say, that's a weakness for me, and I think my life would be of a higher quality if I improved that. So if I strengthen that, so I'm going to work on strengthening that. For example, having good time management, which she struggles with. She could just go through life saying, well, I just have bad time management, and organize her life around doubling down on the things that she's really good at, and just always kind of be, you know, 5 minutes late or forget what day it is or whatever. Or she could say, I realize this is a weakness for me, and I think my life would have a higher quality and I would run into less problems if I had better time management. So I'm going to focus on strengthening that. Now, that's never going to be a natural strength of hers, but she can increase it if she chooses to. So when I tie it back into this verse, the only step necessary is the next small one, and that our kids are wonderful people. They always have been, and they always will be. We don't have to hyper-focus on their weaknesses. We can celebrate their strengths. We can support them if they want to improve their areas of weakness. And just let them know that they're fine who they are. And just encourage them to be more of who it is they came here to be. That is the most important job as a parent. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make a really good connection with your children. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.